right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
It's liver than live.
It's as live as it's ever been. Yep. Live on a Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm exhausted. I was grouting.
Oh, a little grout.
I've never grouted before. That's my least favorite thing I've maybe ever done.
Yeah, grouting sucks. What are you wow. doing? Like a are you doing a bathroom or what are you a tile?
Bedroom.
Or? Yeah.
Doing a tiled bedroom.
Okay.
And we were a little ambitious. We made 20 pounds of grout at one time.
Yep.
And we did the entire room, not realizing that you have to actually clean it after it's done.
Yep.
And so we spent 5 hours afterwards with those fucking sponges.
Mm-hmm. Trying to wipe it up.
Big old sponges.
Yeah. Yep.
With those big old mitts.
Mm-hmm. Man, so you bit off a little more than you could chew.
A lot. Big bite.
Big bite. Old,
and you
big
know
old
what?
Grout bite.
And here's the thing. The bedroom looks like shit.
That's the best. When you finish a home improvement job and you look at it, you're like, yeah, that's shit. This sucks.
That's why they hire these illegals.
Yeah. They're grouters.
They're craftsmen. They're real, like, mm-hmm. Freemasons.
Yep.
Oh, my little fingers hurt.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. Yeah.
My little traps.
Yeah. All your little muscles are slightly sore.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's, home improvement projects will find different muscles.
Home on improvement.
Yeah, home destruction projects. Yeah, I think I'm going to just destroy my bedroom today.
Why do we even have floors? Fuck it.
Yeah, just fuck this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
That's where I'm at. I'm grouted.
Grouted. Fully grouted, grouted, fully engaged, fully ready for this live episode.
And it was the non sand kind of grout, so I'm sure I have a cancer now or whatever.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The case will be.
Right. And that's how, that's the natural order of things when it comes to home improvement projects. You want to first make your house shittier than it was the day before and also accumulate various cancers.
We have at least 4 or 5 listeners who I want to name by name, but I won't.
Okay.
And Gnome knows he's one of them.
Yeah.
So we're here live on a Wednesday. We need to do a little quick State of the Union address, I think.
Man. That was a baffling experience to me because I really, really was. I tuned in. I'm not going to lie. I tuned in for a little bit of it. I was over at a friend's house.
Really?
We had it on in the back. Yeah, sure did. I was hoping for a fuck up. Never came.
Wow. You think it never came?
I mean, for where the bar was, he got over the bar. Did he not?
You know, I'm ambiguous. I really don't know because when I watch our great president, our to whom we are loyal,
to whom the bell tolls, yes,
to whom the bell has certainly been tolling for years,
Dr. Turbo,
he
for years
the bell has tolled.
The bell has been tolling louder and louder each day for several years, a decade even.
Yeah, two. And yeah. When was his? Hold on, Biden. Biden brain surgery.
When did the bell toll?
When did this guy? Joe Biden is a survivor.
I forgot he had Biden? That brain surgery.
1988.
Good night.
He's been dead for almost 40 years.
He's been dead for exactly as long as I've been alive. It's not almost 40.
Stunning. He's 81. He was 81 last year. Goodness.
perpetual so, octogenarian.
I don't know. I was watching him, and he has more of a pep in his step than a dying person, I guess.
Yeah. Well, right. But that was my point. He had a low bar to exceed, and I thought he exceeded it.
Well, that's true. When you set the bar.
Yeah. It's laying on the ground. It got knocked off the stands, and it's just laying on the ground next to
the bar.
When you grout the bar down to the tile floor. Yeah. It's a low bar, man.
Did you see the Republican response?
Oh, man. Yeah. For like a bit, I had to turn it off. It was
hag.
Yeah.
Which you're not allowed to say anymore, apparently.
Right. I saw that. Yeah.
what a evil woman that person was.
A nasty little girl.
Yeah, dude. And it was kind of, and yes, it was kind of sexy. It was weird. It was equal parts like sexy and dangerous.
Like dangerous.
I don't know why they chose her. She's very intimidating.
Yeah, it was. She had the kind of like the reptile speech going on, like
HR department vibes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah.
In America, whenever somebody goes, "This is America," and there's like a break in
a
their
little
voice,
waver. Yeah, a little waver in the voice.
I want to shoot them in a ditch.
Yeah, because it's America, and that's what we do.
It's not.
Yeah,
good.
You're right. It is.
Joe
America.
Biden raped me. Like it was crazy. Yeah. What she was things that were being said. I didn't find. First of all, I didn't know you were allowed to do this, but then I remembered who's really gonna tell the president what to do. This is why. Okay, I have like three tangents coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The president is very old.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Most people say we need a younger president.
We need a younger old guy.
We need an older president.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Because a younger president cannot be told what to do. There's vim and vigor.
Mm-hmm.
There's hag and hither and thither. There's all kinds of feelings that they have as younger men. And what I'm noticing is the fact that Joe Biden is really old. If he had people who were handlers who I liked, it would be an excellent situation. Now, I say this because you watched part of the State of the Union, maybe the whole thing. And did you notice that it was just a campaign speech?
Yes.
I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I just didn't know that you were allowed to do that.
Well, you know, it's Dr. Turbo just making the rules even if he breaks them, I guess.
He was halfway through it, and I was like, wait a minute.
You realized you were trapped. Yeah. You're trapped in a campaign room with him.
Just the our democracy. Yours and mine, Gar.
Our democracy.
What we were promised. What we were promised by this great nation's many promises that it's kept very few of, as it seems the case. We were told the State of the Union was going to be an informative dialogue about how things are going. And the fact that the president can just get up there and go, no, is alarming to me.
He shouldn't
be allowed to do that.
That's the canary?
Yeah. Why is he allowed to go, I'm going to talk about my wife. Like, I don't want to hear about your fucking wife. I want to hear about, you know, the State of the Union.
Did you like his little banter, his call and response with the Republicans? Oh, yeah, you know, you guys don't like that now, do you? Oh, wow.
MTG was giving it to him.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome.
She is a buffoon, dude. She is such a
amazing
buffoon.
It's amazing.
She is when Japanese people, they, you know how Japanese people like Americans, but in a racist way. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
Which is amazing because it's very difficult to be racist towards white Americans, but they're really good at it. They just they go, oh, hamburger. Like, they're very simple about their racism. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is a racist caricature from the from a previous era of what Americans are like.
It's interesting because she's from two different eras. She's combining the, you know, loud, proud 1950s racism with the 2020s ability of a female to occupy that space loudly in a public position.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is. It's like a fusion. It's awesome.
Did you see her State of the Union drip?
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Dude, did you see Biden? When Biden catches her in the crowd and he hits her with a whoa.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Dude, if you get that kind of response out of an 80-year-old, you're doing it right, man. That's
great. I know. And for just a moment, you think she feels a sense of shame.
No.
For just a moment of time.
Nope. Nah.
Not even one. Not even a moment of time.
She's very confident.
She is, man. And honestly, I admire these women. MTG. Mm-hmm. Boobert.
Kitchen lady.
Oh, what was her? Katie. Yeah, Katie something. Yes. I admire the Republican Party's staunch approach when it comes to constantly pushing crazy bitches to the top
I'm glad you noted that, because there is this pretty big divide between, like, don't we wish that the males of the Republican Party were that crazy?
Yes.
And it's only occupied by the females,
you know, because Vivek should have done the response. In my opinion, Vivek would have done a great response, but even we need from the Republicans in order for this show to be better. This show, we need the Republican men. They need to get a little fucking rowdy.
I think they need to
really get a little bit rowdy.
They're painfully tame. I mean, Vivek will occasionally porpoise up out of the waters of boredom, but yeah, by and large, it's a very, very tame crew, and it's disagreeable to me.
Popping his head out of the water to remind us that the Great Replacement is real, and then putting his head
and
back under the water. What
and
was
that? He
that?
Is it.
This is your weird. Yeah. Yes, I'm coming to take your job.
Yeah, yep.
That's true. Listen, to the victor go the spoils. So we have a very trusted news show to do today. One of America's favorite news shows. They're saying it's one of America's favorite. That's what they're saying. It's one of America's favorite news shows.
I've heard them say that.
I had a dream last night about the t-shirt store, the hoodie store, whatever you want to call it.
I thought you were about to just take it into an MLK thing, and I was like, man, we're flirting. We're about to become the Walmart.
I had a dream. That's some crazy bitches. We're grouting my floors.
All right, what are you talking, hoodies?
So our merch store, which is just released, find it in the description. I had a dream last night that I was designing shirts, and we had one shirt design. It was a white t-shirt with like a bold 15 typeface Arial font, very like you just loaded up Google Docs font, and it said cock and balls on the front, and on the back it said, in my dick and ass. And I don't really remember anything else from the dream other than that. I just remember that part of the
dream. There's not even any mention of the show. It's custom t-shirt for anybody.
In my dick and ass. Well, that's the thing is I've been, before we hop into Teely Nation, that was the thing is I've been scheming ideas. And I do feel that the most successful merch is going to be merch that is mostly detached from the show.
Yeah.
It can't reference the show too heavily. So, yeah, because people want to be like, why don't you do like a Moose Mindset shirt? Somebody said, why don't you do a shirt of Aaron's dick in a thermostat? Maybe that's what inspired the idea. But I think the best thing we can do is just make shirts that have nothing to do with the show.
Yeah.
That's why you can get yourself a President Cum versus Bazooka Joe t-shirt at the TLE merch store. Find it in the description. I keep saying that because I don't know what the name of the store is. We haven't settled on a store name, and we haven't got a custom link to it yet.
Line Mart? Didn't we decide on Line Mart?
Are we going to decide on Line Mart? That's fine.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
I can't make the decision, but yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we should call it the Cock and Balls Dicks.
Dicks
in my ass.
Yeah,
merchandise store. That's the next name of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we're the new rebrand,
the Grouty Boys. All right, are you ready for some news?
Let's take it in.
Wow. Big crowd. I see it. I see you in the crowd. Dick and balls, cock in my ass t-shirt spotted in the crowd. Clark Campit, please sit. We've got a lot to discuss today. Nice penny loafers. Very nice.
Comfortable.
New York City. It is... A lovely place, and it seems to be getting more lovely by the day as we get videos and images of the city. Would you say that New York City is one of America's great achievements?
Well, I think historically you've got to at least give it a nod in that direction, right? I mean, it was pretty much considered one of the great cities of the world for a while there, right?
It's always been a place full of ethnic conflict and war. Mm-hmm. And war. And so, oh boy, I hope this works. If this doesn't work, this bit's not going to land. And it's going to have to land. What is the name of the mayor of that city? I don't remember.
Adams?
That's good, because that's what I was going to say, but I was going to say Scott Adams, who I think is the guy who created Dilbert. So it's probably not Scott Adams.
I don't think it's him, yeah. It's that black dude, right?
Yeah. Richard Adams? I don't know. This guy. So this may not work, but... and if it doesn't, this bit is worth making sure that it works. But he has been going around and saying about New York some... what I found to be very puzzling things. He said the other day, I don't know if you saw this, in solidarity with Haitian people, which I lived in New York for 24, 25 years of my life. Surprisingly, one of the few ethnic groups I never saw was Haitians. I didn't even know that there were Haitians in New York. However, he's been saying that New York is the Port-au-Prince of America. He said that the other day. And every New Yorker looked around and went, this is a new thing you're doing, because nobody's ever said that. He said, like, in New York, we often say New York is the Port-au-Prince of America. Now, maybe this is a thing more in the black community, but... then they discovered something
Everyone knows that New York City is the Athens of America.
Is the Istanbul of America.
Is the Keys of America.
Is the soul of America.
We are the Tel Aviv of America.
New York City is the Islamabad of America.
The Zagreb of America.
We are the Lima of America.
New York City is Mexico City of America.
This is the Dublin of America, New York City.
It's every city on earth, apparently.
I think my favorite one is the Mexico City one, because both of them are descriptors of their own greater place. And so Mexico City is the New York City of America.
Ones that he named, he goes, what is the capital of Croatia on Google?
Zagreb.
Goes, okay, it's Zagreb. Okay, I guess we're the Zagreb of America. I don't know what the angle is, but this kind of cookie cutter, like this copy paste style of pandering needs to, this is very New York to me.
Well, you got to sway the Croatian vote. I mean, they're a big swing demographic, I believe.
Where he was. I'm looking at his little outfits. This is the other thing, is this guy does like to wear an outfit every now and again.
Is he like a Trudeau kind of character?
I wouldn't say to that level of extreme, but he does like to wear outfits. I don't know what's going on in the Croatia one, but he has a checkerboard shirt on, which I think is a reference to the flag of the country. Mm-hmm. And then behind him, there is a Vatican flag. And I'm not sure what's going on there. And I don't see a Croatian flag. Very strange. But yeah, so that's going around, and I was thinking like a new way that we could kind of spin this to be our thing. We need to figure out how to manipulate this kind of phraseology for our podcast, because love the idea that anything you say, I can now rhetorically manipulate into something that is good for me.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. I like this. So, something like, I'm trying to think here, like,
TLE is the Peaky Nona show of America.
Or we could just go off the wall with it. TLE, is the, Amazon of America.
Oh, like unrelated things.
Unrelated businesses.
That's true because Tel Aviv is just unrelated to New York. They're probably completely different places.
Right. Yeah.
Zagreb. What are there, seven people in Zagreb?
They just go nuts.
Yes, I've always said that. I've always said it was the Zagreb of America. Yeah, what if we could that's what we need. And the key thing is of America is very key in it.
TLE is the Chevy Blazer of America.
TLE is the non-sanded grout of America. See, this is the ambiguity of it too, is it could be an insult. It could, right. Or whatever it is. It's America. That's
TLE
for sure.
Is the Treaty of Paris of America.
Of America. TLE is the longshoreman of America.
TLE is the moon landing of America.
Didn't happen. Did you see, on that note, actually, this is a change of topic, but it's like, it's not even a segue, but it'll get us to something new. Did you see the other day, do you believe in dinosaurs? Do you believe dinosaurs existed?
No.
Okay. You could say yes, but I don't. And I like to think sometimes the TLE is the dinosaur of America.
Were you just trying to relieve the pressure of me believing in dinosaurs?
You know, it's a long story.
I legitimately don't. No, I don't.
No, I don't. I go back and forth between believing in dinosaurs. Sometimes I do. Then other times I really don't. And dinosaur disbelievers,
deniers.
Which could be good for a t-shirt.
Dinosaur
truthers.
Dino truthers.
Dino truthers received a huge W recently.
Really? How so?
Let me just Google to get the correct tag. Okay. A controversial new study, and this is in a report by the Natural History Museum. A controversial new study has brought evidence, which I don't know how they decide that, to support the idea, which has been around for a few years, that the
People
Tyrannosaurus Rex, the king of the dinosaurs. I do think TLE is the king of the dinosaurs of podcasts.
Of America.
Of podcasts. Of America.
Of America. Of American podcasters.
Keep adding declensions at the end. Yeah. Of America. Of
podcasting.
America. Do it twice. Of America. Of America. Apparently, the Tyrannosaurus Rex is three different species. Apparently,
three different,
it's not even one dinosaur.
Three different, even more fake species.
Yeah. Their new names are that they're giving them are king, queen, and emperor. And I don't know if that's in Latin or whatever stupid language they use for dinosaurs. But apparently dinosaurs, not real, plus one is what I've seen. So we're doing good on that, I would say.
Yeah, the dinosaur front.
I'd say we're doing very good. I'd say TLE hasn't taken an L in hours.
in about 12 hours.
In about 12 hours.
Yeah.
We haven't taken an L, which is great. It's good stuff.
That's a good stretch. It's a good run. It's it's a good time for us.
We need new theme song music stuff.
Is that what's going to take us to the next level?
We need new theme song music because this is going to be kind of a segment.
Sit down, let me tell you about the internet.
Did you just crack a beer open at 10:30?
It's a seltzer water. It's a seltzer water.
Okay. You should have leaned in.
No.
Here we go.
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
Dude,
this is a podcast of America. We have the lowest inflation of any country in America. Now,
true. Fact check.
He's correct.
He's correct. Good.
He's right. We do. Do you want to compare some? Argentina. Do you want to compare more? Mexico. We're doing excellently compared to other countries in America, in the America. TLE has the lowest inflation of any podcast in the Americas.
In the greater Americas.
In the greater American plan. Biden, this is what we need to do. Is now I need to come up with new theme song music. So this is partially an advertisement on Patreon and on the main feed, and will remain that way. Patreon for the cataloging of it and also going back to it, because I know the main feed's kind of hard to navigate. We have accomplished a great feat. Your first Wilder West episode has sailed forth into the darkness. You've called your shot, and we're ready to do more.
Yep.
However, yes. We need music. We need new music. Not for Wilder West. We have that music. I just played it. We need new music for a new segment that I am suggesting to you, Carr, as a way to be able to continue to do TLE Nation as a segmented news program. We need music for the Milder West segment. Now,
love it.
I pitched this idea to you, and I think it's a good 5-minute counter that you could do for TLE, the Milder West, where we chronicle the collapse of the legacy system. And I thought that that would be a good inaugural bit, because that is excellent. We have the lowest inflation of any country in America is excellent. I love the way that they talk nowadays.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I love the way that, like, the lies are so, I mean, even the constitution of even the most corrupt individual can hardly bear to say the lies anymore. And now they just say things that are true.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we were talking about this a couple episodes ago, where the difference between what is basically allowed to be said, not just allowed to be said, but has to be said now, versus like during the Bush era, which wasn't that long ago, 15 years, you know, 16, whatever. It's completely flip-flopped. I mean, the what is allowable and swept under the rug at this point is crazy compared to back then, man. I mean, it was so staunch, and everything was, hey, we're the best at this, we're the best at that. Now it's like, well, we've got the, you know, lowest inflation rate in nearby countries that we control.
that we've ruined
over the centuries that we've been tearing apart from within.
yeah
it's good.
Come
it's
on good that's stuff. Really good. I mean, this is a new thing that the legacy regime is going to start having to do more of, is at some point, I believe at some point, you know, maybe you work a job that you don't like, or you're with somebody you don't really like. Mm-hmm. And for a while you tell yourself, maybe it's me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just me and I have to get into gear. You know, I gotta lock in. I gotta refocus. And then at some point you go, nope, it's not me. And that is when the delusion usually fades.
Yeah.
And what I'm amazed by is, firstly, the ability for, it feels like more than just the Biden regime, but we'll just say the Biden regime. It feels like the Biden regime is holding this delusion about America way longer than you would expect. Mm-hmm. It also feels like he's been the president for 15 years.
Ever.
So,
ever.
Yeah.
It's crazy
how long this, that 3 years feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at some point, you have to believe that as a principled matter of the human condition, people will have to abandon their delusion that it's them and turn towards that it is in fact the country that is the problem, or the regime that is the problem. It feels as though the Biden regime as of lately, because I wish I could remember the specific incident for you, but you kind of saw some of this breakdown during COVID also, where they couldn't lie anymore. Because I guess the people who are writing the statements and stuff, even they're going, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do this anymore. They're feeling a sort of regret. And before those people get fired, which is what I think probably happened, because there was a tonal switch after COVID that things were delusional again. Near the end of COVID, and in his statement right now about we have the lowest inflation of any country in America, in those statements, what I hear is somebody going, I'm going to hell. It basically is what I hear is a self-reflection of somebody is going, I'm going to hell if I keep lying like this. So I'm going to not lie anymore. And then what you get are these kinds of statements. We have the lowest inflation of any country in America. And you'll see, I think you'll see very soon similar statements like, I'm expecting to see a statement about employment that says something like, people who have jobs love their jobs. The next. Do you feel in that statement the kind of mood that.
Yes.
That they can't just go, job growth is amazing. They have to go, if you have a job, you're happy in it, which also isn't true, but it kind of pushes that ball. So we are in the of the stages of delusion. We're there. We're breaking through stage one of delusion, and we're going to stage two. What are the stages of grief? Because I think this may mirror this.
Yes. While you're looking that up, I do want to point something out. And this is kind of why I hope that Biden wins this particular election, because I want to explore this. I want to plumb the depths of grief and delusion. What I think Trump did was he brought in the idea that, hey, this place probably isn't that great right now, but we can make it better. And that provided cover for him to escape the delusion to some degree. Whereas Biden has to embrace the delusion, and that's where things get very exciting. So I think that I want to see more statements like this. I want to see how far they can take it.
Yeah, where that you're kind of like, would we call this stretching the truth? Is this even what that is? When he goes, we have the lowest inflation of any country in America. Okay, is that stretching the truth? Because it's not really.
No, it's
invalid statistic, sort of.
I think the technical term would just be blathering.
It's like the Happy Meal toy of statements.
Yeah.
it's like, I didn't want this. Who cares?
It's in the trash. Yeah,
it's really funny. It is the equivalent of the president going, Mexico's telenovelas are some of the most popular media in Mexico. And you're going, and?
Okay.
Okay. And you knew he couldn't do a State of the Union. It goes back to that. You knew the guy cannot do a State of the Union because it would be this. They don't have enough in the English language statements like that one.
Yeah, they haven't invented enough. They've got to hire more scientists to get in the lab to invent more statements similar to that.
We need more. We don't know how to make them anymore. We don't know how to make these kinds of statements anymore.
Crisis, yeah.
The seven stages of grief are, and I want you to just, you can stop me when you feel like we're at Biden's current stage, where the stage that we have the lowest inflation of any country in America represents. The stages are shock and denial.
We're past that.
Pain and guilt. Anger and bargaining. Depression.
I think
the upward turn. Reconstruction and working through, acceptance and hope.
It's got to be that depression one, right?
I felt something in between. Yes, the depression and the upward turn. I don't know if we're going to have an upward turn. Also, this is so weird, these seven stages of grief, because where's kill yourself? That's a very...
Right.
Anyway, this is a very hopeful seven stages of grief. I happen to think that if America is going through these, kill yourself is at the end of it, probably, and not acceptance and hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope plays no part, but hope has no business here.
TLE is the seventh stage of grief of America.
Of America. That's our Walmart t-shirt, man.
So shock and, oh, that's good, man. Shock and denial.
I don't think it's
January 6th.
Maybe.
Pain and guilt. Anger and bargaining. It does feel like there's a lot of anger. Do we think that America is currently in the stage between anger and bargaining and depression? Or do we think that we're between depression and the upward turn?
I think that you have two halves of America, and one of them is in,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Trump side is in, you know, some form of, they've already come to terms with where they're at to some degree that, you know, this isn't
the Trump people.
I feel that way. Right. I mean, they look at the American, you know, entree, and they say, yes, this is not what I ordered. This is not
my beautiful house.
This is not my beautiful wife. How did we get here?
How did I get here?
Yeah. And then
at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. And whereas I think that the Biden side is almost forced to march on in the delusion, because to accept that things are not great is to literally just hand things over to the Trump side, right? Isn't that politically
right.
where we're at?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, this is a matter of survival, yes.
So they have to just, onwards they must march, right?
Yes, until it's over. Yeah.
Until it's over. They got to deny it until it's over.
But then curiosity would be...
Is curiosity a stage of grief?
What if they win? No, it's not. No, it's not.
That would be an interesting one. It's wedged in. It's like three and a half. A brief moment of curiosity before you being plunged back into pistol to your head.
That does feel like the most accurate stage.
Yeah.
The curiosity would be what you've predicated your argument on, which I think is solid and logical in terms of what human beings can be expected to do. Mm. What I think the curiosity would be is the release valve, the context of the release valve in a period of time where Biden wins the election. Think about it this way.
Okay.
Biden, 2024, actually 2025, assuming he's alive and stays alive. Assuming he's currently alive at this moment in time as we speak. Biden wins another term. Where are we now? Because there's no next election to win.
Yeah, right.
And he's in power.
Yeah.
Usually out of the hands of the grieving mother, you'd like to take the steering wheel. You know, you don't want to give the steering wheel to a person who's dangerously on the edge of killing themselves and everyone else. We want Donald Trump's hand on that wheel. And if Biden wins and there is no need to march onward with the delusion because his place has been secured for as long as it will be allowed, where are we? What will we do? And I think that is another reason why I want Biden to win, is I want to see the depths to which this country can be plunged.
Yes. I agree. If
Trump wins, who cares? What's going to happen? Right. Nothing.
Exactly.
What's he going to do? Arrest somebody who has no impact on my life?
He arrests more January 6thers.
Yeah. Yes. And that will be what happens. And the January 6thers will say it's somebody else doing it.
Yeah. Dark Donald.
Dark Don.
Yep.
Dark Donald is the Port-au-Prince of America.
Of America.
You know, I like to think barbecue is the mayor of New York of America. we are in an interesting stage where this is another thing I'd like to see. I don't think this has ever happened before in the history of the country. Both of the people who are currently primaried to run for the president have both been the president at one point, mm-hmm. and if either wins, it will be their last term.
Yeah, it's true.
As president.
Sides. Yeah.
I think that is a unique, not maybe unique, but I'm trying to think because I bet it is. A little bit less of that situation happens all the time where one guy's been president for a term and this is his final term. And then another guy comes in and he wants to be president. But how often has it been because it would require a level, like not a level skip, but it would require a skip in terms, which hasn't happened very often in American history. So that wouldn't happen. Maybe it only happened when, was it Taft or Grover Cleveland?
Cleveland or something?
Cleveland. I think we figured out it was Cleveland. But
I don't think we figured anything out. I think we muttered a few names last time.
Are we in the anger and bargaining stage?
Let me look it up just for...
Which do you think New York City is? Out of the seven stages of grief, which do you think New York City is?
Man, they're inventing new stages as we move along, I think. They're hitting 8, 9, I don't know.
Did you see they have the fucking National Guard is in the subways now, and a guy got shot in the face with his own gun?
Dude, yeah, it's getting bleak. It was Grover.
What is going on, dude? It was Grover?
Looks like it.
Grover, let the cows come over.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used to call him. Yep. Old Grover, bringing the cows over. Next topic.
Yep.
That was a lot. We got a lot of time out of that one thing. That was pretty good.
Yeah, we milked it.
Somebody suggested, I think it was Mothman Believer, but I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on this, but he suggested that since we've got kind of a structured way of doing TLE, we should try to make Limp more structured, which I agree with. Limp, by the way, this is an in-episode advertisement. Limp, by the way, you can find on our Patreon, Timeline Earth Patreon. Pay me money and you can listen to more content. He suggested that we add a new topic to Limp. So imagine just like TLE, we kind of have a somewhat of a format. Now, we may be in the anger and bargaining stage of our TLE format, but it's there. It did exist. It does exist. He was suggesting that maybe two things we could do. We'll try listener voicemails again. We will one day. I know that flopped. We will one day. But he also suggests, I thought this was a great idea, that we start every Limp episode with one topic from the news that didn't make it onto the show. As you know, I keep a list of things in the week on my Notion page. Yep. You've seen many of the list. Mm-hmm. And we almost always miss one or two because I'm just like, oh, that won't work. We're not at that point anymore. So I think we're going to do that. We're going to save one topic. I'm realizing now that I didn't close out Wilder West, and so this is going to be the segue. After I don't know how many years it's been. We've been doing this show for 6 years. Just in, a judge has ruled that Craig Wright is not the inventor of Bitcoin.
Mm.
Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto. Did you follow this?
Vaguely. I mean, not intensely.
I'd like an article. See, this is the problem with Bitcoin articles is that you open one up and it's 17,000 words on that subject. Give me a break. These people like to write too much. An Australian computer scientist who we have mentioned on the show previously, and for this exact reason, we both thought it was very funny, who claims to have invented Bitcoin, is not Satoshi Nakamoto, as a judge in London's High Court ruled just on Thursday. Craig Wright has long claimed to have been the author of a 2008 white paper, The White Paper, the foundational text of Bitcoin. The Crypto Open Patent Alliance, COPA, great name, took Wright to court to stop him from suing Bitcoin developers, asking for a ruling that Wright was not Satoshi. Judge James Meller said at the end of closing arguments on Thursday that the evidence Wright was not Satoshi was overwhelming. Dr. Wright is not the author of the Bitcoin white paper, Meller said. Dr. Wright is not the person who adopted or operated under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto in the period 2008 to 2011. COPA, whose members include Twitter's founder Jack Dorsey, said the ruling was a win for developers and a win to the entire open source community and for the truth. For 8 years, over 8 years, Dr. Wright and his financial backers, Roger Ver, have lied about his identity as Satoshi Nakamoto and used that lie to bully and intimidate developers in the Bitcoin community, and that ends today. That's a pretty Chad statement, actually. I would say that ends today is a great thing to say as a judge. And that
anytime
ends today. We should end our shows like that.
And that
ends today. Coppa has accused Wright of repeatedly forging documents to substantiate his claim, including during the trial itself, which Wright denied when he gave evidence. Its lawyer, Jonathan Huh, that's how you say his name, said at the start of the trial in February that Wright's claim was a brazen lie, an elaborate attempt to create a false narrative supported on forgery on an industrial scale. They're cooking.
Yeah.
Huh said that there are elements of Dr. Wright's conduct that stray into farce, citing his alleged use of ChatGPT to produce forgeries. But he added, Dr. Wright's conduct is also deadly serious. On the basis of his dishonest claim to be Satoshi, he has pursued claims that he puts at hundreds of billions of dollars, including against numerous private individuals. I didn't realize that Wright was this litigious. Wright's lawyers, however, argued, are we going to get sued? I guess not now. I guess not anymore. Argued in court filings that he has produced clear evidence demonstrating his authorship of the white paper and creation of Bitcoin. Clear evidence such as, well, I just wrote this paper and it looks very similar. In their closing arguments, Coppa's lawyers asked Mellor to refer the case to Britain's Crown Prosecution Service for consideration of prosecution for the offenses of perjury and perversion of the course of justice. Mellor did not indicate whether or not he would do so. Take him in. Get him. He literally did perjure himself.
Yes, I mean, that's basically all he does. It's crazy. I mean, it is really funny. Like, I mean, I followed it loosely, but I mean, anybody with half a brain has known that he's not, you know, that he's not Satoshi forever. And like,
could you give me a basic piece of evidence to suggest why people knew that? Was it just like a competency thing? Like, well,
yeah.
Why would like, people, I mean, why do people think he's not Satoshi?
He just doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, very clearly, anytime he is put into some sort of situation where he actually has to use technical language or explain himself, he just clearly doesn't grasp certain concepts. And
really,
that wouldn't. Oh yeah, dude, it's really bad. And I mean, basically, like, he just continues to forge documents until people get very frustrated. Like that's his move, is just
that's
lying.
So funny.
And yeah, it is. It actually is incredibly funny. It sucks for the people that he sued because he is incredibly litigious and he tries to just ruin people. It's a very funny approach. Like, he just introduces more forged documents when the previous ones were found to be forged. You know, like it's wild. But yeah. It's really funny. But yeah,
I guess that knocks Bitcoin Satoshi's vision out the door, huh? I guess you can't even name it that anymore.
No, yeah. And that was part of the grift, right? Like, it was an appeal to authority sort of thing. Like, oh, no, this is actually what Satoshi wanted and yada, yada, yada. So I'm glad
that whole episode. This is actually what Satoshi, who is me, wanted. That's how you would deliver statement.
Yeah. Of America.
He keeps slipping up. Yeah, of America. This is Satoshi's vision of America.
Yeah.
We like to think that Bitcoin Satoshi's vision is the Bitcoin of America.
That's right. So anyway, hopefully it finally concludes just an absolutely ridiculous chapter of Bitcoin adjacent history. But who knows? Maybe we'll see him again.
Adios, gaylords.
A Florida hunter mistakes a man for a turkey and shoots him in the head, police say. A Florida man was rushed to the hospital early Sunday morning after a hunter mistook him for a turkey and shot him multiple times.
Jeez.
Do you think after you shoot him the first time and he goes, oh my God. You just keep going. You just keep shooting him. The Bunnell police. I don't know where Bunnell is. Hold on. Actually, it's probably pronounced Bunnell by its spelling. Bunnell, Florida. Flagler County. Okay. It's farther north than I would have expected this kind of behavior to occur. It's a little Florida humor for the people.
For the people.
For the folks out there. The Bunnell Bunnell. There's going to be one. I know it. Or there's going to be one nasty little rodent.
Hey,
Bunnell.
It's Bunnell.
Yeah, Bunnell. Mr. Bunnell. Did
it's
you,
actually
dude,
pronounced
oh,
Bunnell.
I am going to sidetrack you so hard right now. But did you see, and I'll get back to this story, but did you see, do you know who Destiny is at all?
No. I don't
Do you know who Norm Finkelstein is at all?
No.
So, the two of these guys, Norm Finkelstein is a historian.
Destiny is a guy?
Destiny is a guy. Destiny okay. is just a guy. He's a Twitch streamer who politically works in the political debate arena. He's primarily in the political debate arena.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got into a debate. It was on Lex Friedman's podcast. Mm-hmm. And now Destiny's real name is Stephen Bunnell. And okay. If I can find this clip, oh my God. Norm Finkelstein does not say his name right one time. Not one time. I gotta find it.
That's a big
I'm gonna
name,
sidetrack us for this.
Around here is Bunnell.
Which one?
Bunnell?
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
what?
Big last
I don't even
name.
Know what origin that name is. I okay, so this was a 4-hour conversation. And in the conversation, this is how many times he mispronounces his name. He even and this is the first bit is him asking for his name.
Your name, please?
Stephen Bunnell.
Mr. Bunnell, I'm a lot more literate than you, Mr. Borelli.
I'm going to believe virtual.
Mr. Bunnell.
Literally,
Mr. Borelli. Mr. Borelli. With all due respect, the problem, Mr. Borelli, is Mr. Bunnell. Mr. Bunnell. Mr. Borelli. Mr. Borelli. Mr. Borelli. Mr. Borelli.
It's literally like somebody did a breakdown. He said his name like 23 times and only like 4 times was it correct and at wildly different points of the 4-hour episode.
Who is Norm Finkelstein? That guy sounds annoying as shit.
Super Jewy. Norm Finkelstein is a Israel-Palestine historian.
Oh God.
Probably you would say is on the Palestinian side
is
of
he?
The conversation. Yeah, and Destiny taking up the Israeli side of the conversation.
All
and
right.
it's a hilarious debate. It's very funny. But just I was watching that episode and the first time you hear the guy's name be mispronounced, you're like, okay, that's funny. And then you hear it 100 more times and you're like, oh, he really doesn't know this guy's name. And then what's even funnier is when they do a break in the episode because it's so long, they get up and he calls him Mr. Bunnell. Like, the whole time he knew, and he's just intentionally mispronouncing his name, like, as a tactic. It's very
awesome.
Good.
That is very awesome.
Anyway, the Borelli Police Department said that officers were dispatched around 7:46 a.m. to 775 Old Haw Creek for reports of a person wounded in a shooting. Police said the 911 caller claimed they believed they were shooting an animal.
Oh, my Lord.
That's one of those Biden lies.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked like an animal.
He looked like an animal. Bunnell officers, along with the Flagler County Sheriff's deputies, arrived at the scene and found a man who'd been shot in the head and torso with what appeared to be birdshot. The victim was airlifted to the trauma center at Halifax Health in Daytona Beach. Do you think they had to go over our Walmart when they did that?
Probably, man. Probably.
They looked down at it and they said, that's my favorite Walmart right there. That is the Walmart of America. Officers spoke with the hunter, who said he was turkey hunting when he saw three female turkeys on the road. He told police that he followed them and then saw what appeared to be a male turkey. Give me a break. Give me a break. He fired his shotgun at the turkey, but in low light, he realized it was a decoy. Then he heard someone shout that they'd been shot. The hunter called 911 and expressed remorse for the shooting. Police arrived at the scene, found a shotgun shell, a stake to secure the decoy, a turkey call striker, and several small puddles of blood. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission was notified of the shooting and is leading the investigation. It's not quite a Dick Cheney, but turkeys in Florida don't look anything like turkeys in the north. They're like tiny. They look like geese. They're like, mm-hmm. You could never mistake this for a person. And it also says multiple times. So after you fired the first time, did he say, I've been shot? I don't know. So we're not going to give a King of the Week. We're going to give a King of the Week to this one. I think we're going to give a King of the Week to this one.
Yes, I'll support that. Are you... by chance, roving around the boardroom?
Not at the moment.
Because there's a interesting piece of news that just...
Oh, really?
...cropped up in there. I don't know if we've covered this before.
Is it them going, it's 12:04 p.m., Birdo, where's our episode?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, not that we haven't got that yet, because
live-recorded episode. Yes.
Yeah, so
Yes. Have we covered?
Do you want an intro of this? Because this is this is awesome.
This is new. No, I hate to say this, dude. This is from 2020. See,
okay, I was like, I thought we've covered this before.
See, this is why they need us.
Yeah,
this is why the listeners need us, because they show us something from 2020. And they go, look, news. However, we're going to cover it right now.
I'm going to.
Namibia. A man named after Adolf Hitler wins local election. He has no plans for world domination. His name is Adolf Hitler Unona. Was elected last week as the councillor of Ampunja constituency. In an interview with the German newspaper Bild... he insisted he had nothing to do with Nazi ideology. It wasn't until I was growing up that I had realized this man wants to subjugate the world. I have nothing to do with any of these things. As a child, he saw the name and thought it was totally cool and normal.
That is a cool name.
Adolf Hitler?
Yeah. Cool name.
New t-shirt just dropped. Adolf Hitler. Cool name. How you stress that word name is definitely going to be definitely going to tell you a lot. Well, let's round it out here, because I can hear the listeners clamoring for an episode release. I actually do have a lot of topics left to go. For instance, I have bird news. I have
King of the Week.
We have to cover the Supreme Court's 180 on the Texas ruling allowing enforcement of SB4.
Yep.
What else do we have? Oh, we have to cover the fact that the guy who shot Reagan is now selling his artwork on eBay.
It's awesome.
It's awesome, dude. So there's a lot to go on. I know I said last week we'd try to record an over the line. Actually, if you check on the Patreon, Aaron and I did do and over the line. If you check on the Patreon in like 2 hours from release of this episode, because I got to find it and put it up. But we've got that. We'll try to do an over the line this week, you and me. cover the rest of these topics. Other things, the store has dropped, as I said earlier. If the description, if the link is not in the description, go to Top Lobster and find us in the listed brands. We're there. We've made some good sales already. The most popular shirt that we have so far, it's the Scarlet Thread Society shirt.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the Scarlet Thread Society shirt, followed by the Walmart shirt. Which,
jeez.
Let me throw this episode together. Listeners, thank you for your patience. This probably will have come out about an hour after it should have. It's going to take me a tiny bit of time to edit it, but that'll be out. There's more stuff on the Patreon. There will be more stuff coming on the Patreon. We're way ahead on Patreon recordings and releases than we've been in any other previous month. Things are starting to gear up. It's starting to become a pretty good deal and value. And there are several people who are joining the Keep Birdo Unemployed tier this week. I don't know if there was something went around, but we get a little bit of cash. So that's pretty cool.
Flush.
All right, everybody. Wait, hold on. We got to... Good. I like when I do the outro in the middle of the other outro music playing, because that's where we're at in the show. I can tell in the editing process.
It's like a parentheses, like trying to keep track of parentheses in a math equation.
Three parentheses.
Yeah.
Three.
Yep. All right. Are we out of here?
I'm going to go and grout some more. Yeah.
All right. Two hands on the wheel.